Hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. I'm your host, Cody, and this is my show, Get Real. Before I get into what I wanted to share with you guys, I just wanted to give a quick announcement of the future of Daily Renegade on YouTube. As of recently, they have just given us our second strike on a video that was really old, and it's super weird that they did it. It was one of my brother's Peck Reports, and it was probably at least 50 videos ago, if not more. I'm not sure the exact number. I didn't count or anything. I just know it was an older video. And it was nothing out of the ordinary. Some weird kind of stuff was happening, and he just gave it his biblical point of view. And for some reason or another, they just now said it was outside of YouTube's guidelines and standards, gave us a strike for it, and have now made it to where for up to 2 weeks, we are not allowed to share or post or do any live streaming of any sorts on the channel. And if we get one more strike on YouTube, they're going to just flat out completely delete the channel and all its content. So all the years that my brother has been posting videos and putting in all this work to build up 70,000 plus subscribers is going to just disappear. But it's not all in vain. My brother has long since seen this coming because YouTube has been doing a lot of behind-the-scenes snake stuff to us for quite some time with deleting our tags, messing with our videos, shadow banning them, you name it. Being an editor for the company for a while now, I've seen some of the snake stuff they've done firsthand. I would do a lot of the tags for a lot of his Peck Reports, and he would put in, or I would put in 500 characters, which is the maximum amount of tags. You want to have the maximum amount of tags. That way, if someone types in a keyword, it can bring it to a video, and it's just a good way to bring viewers to your content. But I started to notice that videos weren't getting as many views as they should have been. And I would go on there, and I'd check, and I'd be like, what the heck? I'd have like only like 20 tags when before I'd have like 500. So I was like, okay, this is super weird. Maybe I must have not saved or something. So then I really started to double check my work. I started to pop in and check things out an hour up before its scheduled time just to kind of make sure I did everything right, and became a super save freak on all my work. And it wasn't anything I was doing or Josh was doing or anybody. It was YouTube itself deleting the tags and doing these snake-like activities. So, with that being said, we get one more strike, and then the channel itself is going to be completely deleted off YouTube. So, super sad. All this work that he's put into it, super frustrating to me, and especially to Josh. But because of YouTube and how they've been treating us, it inspired him to create the website, www.dailyrenegade.com. And what we're trying to do there is become a competitor for YouTube. We want to have a safe place where Christians and others alike can post videos and not be afraid of being censored, being shadow banned, being blocked, getting your videos deleted, all this good stuff. And you can become a part of a huge movement for as little as $10 a month or $100 a year. Not only does your memberships help us grow what we're trying to do, he also has a variety of fundraisers that we're giving to, such as St. Jude's Hospital, which is a really good place for children, K cancer research and such. Our nephew went there, and I've had a lot of encounters with nurses and doctors, and they're really, really good to kids over there. They're great. And he has a lot of pro-life ministries that we donate to and a lot of other good things. And the more we grow and the more we build, the more we want to be able to give back. So you can rest easy, sure, knowing that your money just isn't going in our pockets. We want to help as many people as we can. So the whole point of Daily Renegade is to literally help people out, help people get through some hard times, possibly save some eternal souls from burning in hell, and, you know, helping some kids out. What's wrong with that, YouTube? Nothing. Nothing at all. But with all that being said, just keep Josh and Daily Renegade in prayers. And now I wanted to share my story. It's a health story, and I hope it is going to help some of you guys out there, because it changed my life for the better. And it's something that I'm going to continually do, and something that I should have been doing probably my entire life. And it is fasting. But first, I want to take you back to where my issues began. A little while ago, maybe like 5 years ago, I started a landscape job. And it was not mowing lawns or weed whacking or anything like that. It was a constructive landscape, like boulder walls and brick pavers, irrigation, like the real grit, the building of a landscape, for a pretty decent sized company. And I quickly rose to the top and became the foreman pretty quickly after the first year. And then I was the landscape foreman for like 3 years or so before I finally had enough with the place. First of all, that kind of work, shout out to anybody that does that still. It's hard to find real good, true hard workers, especially nowadays with a lot of these sissy millennials. Even though I'm a millennial, definitely not no sissy la-la like most of these kids out here. I believe hard work is important and good, and I'm not afraid to sweat. So hats off to any of you hard workers out there. It's rare now. So first off, waking up 5 o'clock, getting to work, getting home around 8 o'clock, just to shower and go to bed, basically became my life for years. Being out in 100-degree weather is never fun. It was hard on the body, and I have a problem with pushing myself too hard once I get focused on something. I think that's probably why I became the foreman so fast. On top of that, is because once I get it in my head, I just want to get things done. I want to move. I want to keep going. So my daily routine in the mornings, first thing I would do is when I would wake up from my alarm at 5 o'clock in the morning, I would let out a terrifying scream. I'm top of my lungs most of the time, and I lived with a roommate who did the same line of work but for another company, and we would know when each other was up because we'd just be like, ah, you know, scream. But I'd usually say the S word or something along the lines of ow, my back, because quite often I would have to crawl out of my bed and pull myself up in the bathroom sink and just sit there and kind of stretch and slowly start to move my back because it would hurt so bad. I'd have to kind of get it warmed up, and it was super weird. For some reason, in the mornings, it was so, so stiff and so sore, and the pain would eventually go away. I just had to slowly kind of work it, and it'd go away, but sure enough, would be back every morning to haunt my existence. So I'm doing that, and I'd get in my car and go to work. Before I would clock in, I would stop at a gas station, spend way too much money on Red Bulls and coffee and power bars and all this trash. I was at least I was pounding energy drinks like no tomorrow. These little dollar Venoms, these little Rippets, anything. I'm drinking it all because I need to go. I had a lot of monkeys I had to watch over. And by monkeys, I mean the new guys that were working were all a little bit kind of stupid. And it seemed like every one of my workers was on some sort of drug. And it was really frustrating because I would always constantly feel like I'd have to baby them and then do their work on top of all the stuff that I gotta keep maintained on my own. So I need like a gallon of Red Bull a day. I was convinced. And on top of all the Red Bull, all the energy drinks that I was drinking for lunch, I would never pack lunch because I'd get home and I was so tired. I never wanted to cook. I didn't want to do anything. I would just like save the house cleaning and everything for the weekends because when I get home, I'm so exhausted. Like I'm just dragging my feet. But for lunch every day, those of who work outside for your job knows that on those really, really hot days, it is a godsend to be able to go in some AC, nice cool temp and just cool down for a half hour or however long you take your lunch. It became something for me and the guys to look forward to. So on top of my gallon of Red Bull, I'm pounding cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers down my gullet. And you already know that all that fast food stuff is just filled with all kinds of junk that is by any means not healthy at all for you. And after years and years of doing this, mind you, I'm spraying Roundup, I'm dealing with cancerous preen, I'm doing all these things, and I'm not using at all any of the precautions that I should be because I'm an idiot and I just want to get things done, and I'm going and I'm stressed out, and boss says go, and I'm like the go-to guy. So I definitely was killing myself. I was overworking myself, I was exhausted, became an angry guy. I wasn't the best guy to be around sometimes. If I've had a really long, hard day, I was very, I need to shut down and you need to leave me alone kind of guy. And it was just not a good lifestyle to live. So after a while, I noticed that I was having some, on top of all the pain that I had in my back and arms and legs and stuff, I started to notice that I had some weird internal, like gut pain going on. And then I would get these weird random shots, like a stabbing pain going, like it felt like in my heart, which is a terrifying feeling. What am I, 22 and I'm gonna die of a heart attack, you know? And that went on for quite some time before I even went to a doctor or did any kind of research. I was just kind of accepted it, I guess. I was just like, yeah, I'm 22 and I'm probably gonna die soon. I'm falling apart. I have the body of a 68-year-old man. No worries, you know, which is absolutely ridiculous and stupid on my part. But I've got some blood work done and they said I had like high blood pressure and I need to take it easy and watch what I eat and that kind of thing. And I tried to listen to it for about a week before I was back on doing the same stuff because I was convinced I needed to do all these other things to keep me going. Well, I got out of landscaping. I've had enough of it, and I started doing some other stuff. And I thought, you know, well, now that my body isn't doing all this crazy hard work, it should probably just fix itself. And I started to eat a little bit better, and I noticed some improvements here and there. I switched to like mainly organic stuff, and I started to stay away from fast food and stuff like that. But I didn't realize the damage that I had already done to myself. And again, I was just ignoring all these symptoms that I was having. So after having a really bad episode in my gut for like a couple weeks, I was like, man, I gotta figure out what to do. Like, I gotta get on some sort of medication or do something. So I stumbled upon some article about fasting, and it was about a guy that kind of had the same similar problems that I was having. So I thought, I fasted before, but it wasn't, I didn't think of it as like a health thing to do at all by any means. I did it for a kind of a spiritual rekindling with Jesus kind of thing. And I was going through some more personal trauma kind of things, and it helped me. It helped a lot, felt great, and I felt more reconnected, and it was certainly a good thing to do. And I learned that fasting is all throughout the Bible, and it's something that is recommended a lot, actually. And I always kind of just thought, oh, it's just for a spiritual thing, it's just to show him you can give up this to be closer to him and all that stuff. I didn't at all think about the health benefits to it, which makes sense because if God created us, he knows what is best for our bodies since he's the creator and all this. So I did some research on it and found that fasting is one of the few things that is proven to, actually, I believe it's the only thing that's proven to actually extend your life, and that really intrigued me. So I got pumped for it. I did all this research and I was like, you know what? This might actually help me. I'm gonna fast for 21 days. No food, just water and with a little bit of vinegar and salt. Like I was like gonna super, super do it, So I'm getting ready to do it, and then oh, it's my girlfriend's brother's birthday party. I can't just not eat some cake, I want to disrespect him. So I, do that. And then another thing would come up, and I'm like, oh, but you made baked spaghetti. Can't just not eat that. And I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And until finally, I had another, like, weird, one of those heart stabby things, which I don't know what the heck that thing is, but it's scary whenever it happened to me. I'm like, man, I'm gonna die or something. So I decided to just go ahead and do it. So I started off just drinking warm water in the morning with a little bit of salt. And I went downstairs and kind of just laid down because it's recommended that you don't do a whole lot when you're fasting because it's easy to get tired and exhausted. And I had the worst pounding headache I had in a really, really long time. And I didn't realize the dependence I had on coffee. Mind you, I've been drinking coffee a pot a day since I was like 13 years old. So, of course, I have this ungodly addiction to caffeine. So then I did a little bit more research, and it says it's a good idea to slowly wean yourself into it by intermittent fasting, which is like one meal a day in the middle of the day. And it's good to eat like fermented things like pickles and olives and cheeses and stuff to kind of ease your stomach into being able to fast more. So I started doing that. I weaned myself off of the coffee. I went from a pot a day to 2 cups a day to a cup a day to a half cup to none. And I didn't have, excuse me, as bad of a headache or one at all. So then I was like, okay, I think I'm finally ready to do this thing. So I did it, and then 3 days in was hard. I was starving. I was like, man, everybody didn't care, and I made it known to everybody that I was fasting since I didn't want it to be a spiritual thing or anything. It was just for health. I just wanted to heal myself. So I let everybody know that don't be offended if I don't eat any of your food. Don't offer me any food. It's not that I don't think it's great because I'm a human pig and I eat everything that's in front of me. I just something I feel that I have to do. I feel like it's really necessary. So, the first 3 days was the hardest. I was constantly thinking of food. I even dreamed of food, which sounds ridiculous, but I was dreaming of it. But I did a lot of research, and it seems like once you pass the 3 days, it typically gets easier, which it did for me. So I was like, okay, I got this in the bag. So every morning I would wake up and I'd start off with a warm cup of water, with some pink Himalayan salt, and it was like some organic salt, and I'll drink that to kind of start me off, and then just cups of water throughout the day. And then probably around dinner time, I'd have a nice dinner of Bragg's vinegar and water, which is supposed to kind of cleanse your gut area and your stomach and all this good stuff. And I did this routinely for 7 days. I fasted for 7 days instead of the 21, because I also read that it's not entirely a good idea to go ahead and do a huge fast like that if you don't start preparing your body for a larger fast. So it's a good idea to start maybe like a 3 day fast, work your way up to a 7, and then maybe a 14 day, and then kind of just let your body tell you what you can and cannot do. When I came out of the fast, this is super important to do. You don't want to at all gorge yourself on food, and it's a good idea to eat fermented things like pickles or like cheese, like and eat real small and then slowly work your way up, which is what I did. And I ended up losing, I think I lost like 12 or 13 pounds in a period of 7 days, and I felt really, really good. And so coming out of the fast is just as important as when you start it. When you don't eat for a really long time, obviously your stomach is super shrunk. So it's important that you don't eat a lot right away because you can damage yourself that way. And I also think it's just as important that you eat stuff that is easy for your body to break down, like fermented stuff. I would highly suggest doing that, and that seemed to work out great for me. And earlier, I forgot to mention in the video another symptom I had of whatever was going on with me, all the damage I've done. I could not drink alcohol at all. I could not drink one beer without having like a headache or it making me exhausted. And most of the time, I would just be kind of curled up, like in a little sad little ball on a bed or a couch, like, "Are you okay? How much did you drink?" "I had half a Heineken." And super, like, it's kind of embarrassing. Not that you need to strive to be able to drink or anything, because it's not that important. But I mean, your body should be able to handle a freaking beer, you know? And I kind of just put that off and ignored that aspect. I just figured I somehow developed this allergic reaction or allergy or something to alcohol over time. For some reason, I don't know. And I accepted it because I have a lot of alcoholism that runs in my family and some family members that are alcoholics, and I see how their life is and went, and it's just not a life that I ever would want for anybody to live, and definitely something I didn't want to do. So I was kind of okay with it, I guess. But coming out of the fast, I felt so good, so great. All the symptoms I had of the back pains, the nicks, the weird stab in my heart, ow, went away. My guts seemed to be back to normal, whatever normal was before my terrible bleeding guts of horror was. I can't even remember. I felt completely new. Like, I felt like a new person. And I stayed eating good and healthy after that, and I did a little bit more exercise after that, and I got invited to a barbecue, a cookout open house, and it was one of my friends, and they had some beer there and stuff, and they're like, "Hey, you want to have a beer with me?" And I was like, "I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that." And they're like, "Well, didn't you do your little fast thing? Aren't you supposed to be a new person?" Because I was like telling them how great I felt, and I was like, "Yeah, whatever, you know, we'll see." So I drank beer and was like, "I'm not passing out in a fetal position right now. Something, I might have even healed this problem that I had with my alcohol content." And so I drank a couple more, and then I stopped myself because even before, when I could drink, I never liked getting drunk, just because I have the alcoholism in my family, and I hate drunk people. They drive me nuts. Like, I can't stand it. But it's a fun thing for me to be able to drink occasionally, and with family or celebration, I think it's totally fine to have like a glass of wine or something and not be able to go in your bedroom and cry because you had a glass of wine or something. So not only did all my symptoms go away, I was able to drink alcohol. I was able to, I guess, just be a normal functioning human. And I'm absolutely thrilled with the results and blown away with it. So if you guys have any health problems that you've long been trying to figure out what to do, how to fix yourself, do the research yourself, dig into it of fasting. And I'm telling you, it might be the answer you guys have been waiting for if you have similar problems that I've had. I honestly can't get over it that for so long I just kind of dealt with all these issues that I had going on, and the answer was so simple as to just stop eating like a human pig, you know? So with all that being said, eventually at some point in the future, I've talked to Josh about it, I want to do the full 21-day fast, and I want to document it, record it, and show you guys kind of what it's like and the mindset and the correct ways, more in depth to do it. But I want to wait until I get some better gear, because I know this quality of this camera and this microphone and all that stuff, it's not by any means the best. But I applied to get some new gear just the other day, and I'm waiting to get it here back to see if I qualified for this financing stuff, because I'm getting like a lot of really good stuff. And I didn't want to just outright spend the huge chunk of cash, but if I have to, I'm going to, but they should get back with me because my credit isn't completely garbage, but we'll see. So with that being said, thanks for watching. I hope that you guys are going to look forward to that video, and that hopefully this got you thinking. If you got some serious stuff going on with you and you've taken a lot of Western medicine and nothing's worked, this might be the thing for you. So with that being said, I'm signing off. I'm going to have a video next week, hopefully with some new camera gear. And I want to do some more fun stuff other than just sitting around. And it's kind of dark in here. You know, I don't want to make you guys sad or anything like that. But I appreciate your time. And thanks for watching. See you later.